following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No, I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, due to Jim Langan with you on this Monday. Glad to have you along with us. How's it going?
Real good. How about you?
What do you think about that World Series?
Hey, that was a great game last night, wasn't it? Pretty good game.
Yeah, it was. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So the guy gets picked off. Big deal.
Yeah, you might want to, you know.
You don't want to get picked off.
But. No, I'm sure he felt really bad he did it. I know the other team seemed really happy that they picked him off. You know what I mean? They were jumping up and down.
It happens. Beltran wasn't automatically going to hit a two-run home run, people. Good Lord.
No, you know, it's one of those deals, though. It's kind of a rule in baseball. Hey, two outs, I'm here. One thing I don't want to do is get caught stealing second. You know, that would be a bad play.
Isn't it also a rule that you shouldn't be throwing over there? All these stupid unwritten rules, Jimmy. Yeah, what is he throwing over there for? He ain't going anywhere. What are you throwing over there for?
Yeah, that I heard somebody say that, too. Yeah,
maybe they do that in Japan. I don't know. Maybe that's
I don't know, but it was a good pickoff play. I'll tell you what, they sure had him surprised when he threw it over there.
Poor kid. Well, obviously, folks, we've got Nebraska football to talk about. Shocking loss. And this is your chance. Fire it up. Fire us in. Tell us what you think. This is the sports talk show here in Central Nebraska. We would love to hear from you. I know it's been going on all morning long across the state, all weekend long around the world, and it's a tough one. All I can say is that I will remain on the positive side that this football team is still 5-2, and for all of you clowns out there that are wanting to fire the head football coach, once again, find me. Tell me who's going to be better. Give me a 100% guarantee of who's going to come in here. You're the fans that wanted Bo Pelini, and now you want him out the door because he doesn't win every football game in Lincoln. There are a lot of, again, five programs, or is it four now, that have won nine or more football games the last 5 years, and Nebraska's one of them. That's all. Four or five, I can't remember which one it is. Four programs.
Right.
What do you want?
Hey, you know, Doug, kind of interesting. On the show, you know, we talked Monday when we heard the point spread. You go, oh, that's something. Well, that's awful low. That's awful low. And then I did a little bit of research on that game. And, you know, Minnesota had Texas Tech in deep trouble in the bowl game last year and ended up losing the game. And the other thing about Minnesota is I predicted the score, Doug, 28-25. So this really did not surprise me. I guarantee it didn't surprise people in Las Vegas that this game was that competitive. And if you watched the game, I would think that the offensive and defensive lines were very, at the best, even. You know, the Nebraska ran the ball some, but boy, when they went back to pass, our quarterback was always on his heels. He did not have time to look around and pick out, you know, hey, this guy's covered, this guy's covered. Hey, I'll go to my third. You know, hey, we were in deep trouble and in all kinds of havoc. In fact, in the first half when we got our first two first downs, I mean, after the first drives, both on face mask penalties where they were getting sacked.
Well, again, if your emails are less than a book, we've got a good chance to get through some of them.
Some of them pretty loud, yeah.
Doug and Daddy's
this
show.
This will be good. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this will be a fun show for me because I'm not used to this.
Stu Pospisil, yeah. Omaha World Herald, is going to join us as well because we do want to talk about the high school football playoffs. That's coming up next. And we will hear Bo Pelini's weekly press conference. I guess the one thing that is most disappointing to me, Jimmy, is that Nebraska does get out 10-0. That's exactly what you want to do. I heard people talking about us coming out sluggish. Huh? We didn't come out sluggish. It was 10-0. That's not sluggish. Again, that's just when I don't know why my phone always blows up. Maybe because it must be because we have this show.
Yeah.
My phone always blows up when Nebraska's not doing well. Like, well, I have something to do with that.
Well, you know, Doug, you take the positive side. And also, another thing, Doug, you may not know about this, about yourself, but you sit there and you try to be diplomatic about what's going on. You try not to. You're not an overreaction person.
A little bit.
Well, you are when you have $11 on somebody. I've seen you do that. But you're not an overreaction on this Nebraska football team. And, hey, you know, we sat in here after the UCLA game, after you get outscored 38-0, thinking that we might have a show like this sometime or one of these games we were looking at. Mm-hmm. And we're honest about this. Yeah. And I thought South Dakota State might be that game.
Nebraska's only favored by 7.5 this week.
Well, I think Northwestern. If Northwestern was favored by 7.5, I'd like Nebraska. You know, I like the points. You know that. I'm always looking for somebody that's getting some points. But, yeah, what do you think? I mean, there's a lot of games that go down to the wire and somebody gets beat. But that didn't happen. This wasn't a down-to-the-wire game.
No.
Minnesota actually had control of this.
Well, what's disappointing to me is that Nebraska knew what Minnesota was going to do and you couldn't stop them. This was a one-dimensional football team that couldn't throw the football, and they ran the football. And as the game wore on, they wore down the Huskers. And I don't know if that is partial. Everybody wants to know why that is. I say, well, we probably are. We should still, whatever we have right now at Nebraska should still be better than what they have at Minnesota. And they're not ready to play all that. That's just not true. All that stuff's not true. But you knew they were going to run the ball. You shouldn't get out physical by this football team. Bo Pelini, after the game, says we shouldn't get out physical, and we did. And we've got there's always something different, it seems like, with any football team when you find a way to lose a game you shouldn't lose. Let's face it. This is a game Nebraska shouldn't lose. Nebraska has a better football team, and kudos to the staff up there and all the coordinators and Coach Kill for keeping it together, getting a big win, getting bowl eligible. Maybe they're not as bad as everybody thinks they are. We'll find out. They've got nothing but tough games left. All of a sudden, a couple more of those games look way more winnable for Minnesota today than they did on Friday. So we'll see how it all plays out. What I want to do is I want to talk to Stu. I want to get into the high school stuff, and then we will finish our Husker discussion going all the way into Bo Pelini's press conference. Instead of jumping in here and stirring the pot a whole lot, those are just our thoughts here at the beginning.
Right, exactly.
We've got the emails rolling in. Love to hear from you at the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. H-Man from Riverdale. It's been a long time. In fact, Jimmy, it's way before I think you were co-hosting all the time here on the show. H-Man in the Bill Callahan eras was basically a daily contributor to the program. And then when Callahan got fired, his job was done. So
his job was done.
He's back. So we'll hear from H-Man. We've got a lot more emails. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, and you can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. And, of course, once again, the email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll get to all of it. We'll get to the Huskers. Let's talk some high school football. We'll do it next with Stu Pospisil.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here, It's like a, it's like having a second set of coaches. They just, they want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you just, you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. We knew Protection One was for us.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 866-729-9045 for details. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. 866-729-9045.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach, and I want all you tried-and-true college football fans to enter the AT&T Be the Fan sweepstakes. Tackle my weekly challenge, and you might be the fan who wins a VIP trip to ESPN College Game Day. Find out how you can win at attbethefan.com. AT&T. Rethink possible.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. citizens and resident aliens of the 50 U.S. states or D.C. of the age of majority. Ends 11:59 p.m. Central Time, November 29th, 2013. Official rules at AT&T.
The Red Sox and Cardinals continue to go back and forth as the series sits tied at 2 games each.
Gone! Johnny goes with a 3-run homer, and Boston leads 4-1.
Now the Red Sox and Cardinals head into a best of three. Can St. Louis take 2 of 3 at home, or will Boston return to Fenway within 1 of the championship?
Game 5 of the World Series tonight at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see cloudy skies and a slight chance for a spotty shower or thunderstorm later today. It's bad breezy northeast winds with a high of 50, and we could have more rain tonight with lows of 41. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 39.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. And this is one that I just heard over and over on Saturday. Oh, we might not win another game. We're not going to win another game. We're not going to win another game. So I just flat out said, okay, I'll take that bet. We're not going to win another game. I said, okay, what's the over-under then? What's the over-under on how many more games Nebraska wins in the regular season?
Well, probably 3.
Well, then why are you telling me we're not going to win another game? It's just typical sports fan. I love it. It's great. But even the people that hate the loss on Saturday, which is everybody, at least still have some realistic knowledge in their noggin. So this is our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day. How many games will the Huskers win the rest of the season? Over 3, under 3, or exactly 3? You can vote on the Midtown Mark Cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Evidently, the poll question over the weekend, because I was at Cross Country, do you like the idea of the NFL playing a doubleheader games on Thursday? Where did this come from? I haven't even heard that.
Oh, Jerry Jones had said something about it. They were talking about it. There's a possibility. They're considering it, quote-unquote, of having a doubleheader just to get interest going for the – because right now the Thursday night game is not as popular as they'd like it to be.
They shouldn't play it. No, 81% is what people said. Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving, and that's leave it at that. That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question of the day at ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, we're going to get all the Husker stuff and Bo Pelini in just a moment, but Stu Pospisil has just finished running his cross-country race at the Kearney Country Club, finished it a very respectable time, better than last year. Stu, good morning.
3 days, 2 hours, 10 minutes.
Without kids, without the little ones running around, you're in shape, buddy.
Well, they're so far ahead of me, you know, I mean, forget it. I mean, they finished in 2 days.
Well, Jimmy Langan in with me on the show today, and let's get into the high school football playoffs. Stuart, anything that just shocked you when you were putting together your brackets, when you looked at things officially, what jumped out at you immediately?
Oh, you know, I thought that actually Class A and Class B worked out pretty well. As far as rankings, we got 5 ranked teams on either side of the bracket and in both classes. You know, 11 Metro teams out of 6 teams in Class A. There's only one one non-Metro home team for the first round, not surprising, and that's Grand Island. And I think the Islanders have a lot to prove against a Bellevue West team that very easily, a couple extra points away perhaps, of being 8-1 and ranked maybe second or third in the state, maybe even number one given the shakeups of the past couple weeks.
Stu, who is the best team today in Class A? Because we've had so many, there is no undefeated team. Everybody's kind of beaten up on everybody. We've talked about Millard North making a heck of a run here in the second half of the season. I'm sure you're going to make your pick, but who do you think is the best Class A team right now?
You know, I think it's Millard West because I have them number one. They haven't lost since the early season loss to Omaha Burke, in which they led 14-0. Millard West doesn't have a strong running game. Their best runner is their quarterback, Ross Rawl. They don't have a consistent running back. If they would happen to find one or develop a running game, I think that, you'd probably see them and Omaha North in the state final. Omaha North has to show that they can not overlook people. That they had two bad weeks of practice. They were able to escape Papillion La Vista 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. Bellevue West jumped on them 35-10. And North almost pulled off the comeback, but they can't go to that reserve that often in the playoffs because it's pressure time.
Hey, Stu, Jim Lyon. I see a lot of teams in Omaha are 6-3. That league must just be really even. It's almost like the Lincoln schools being kind of even too this year. I mean, there wasn't a really bad Lincoln school, but there wasn't one that just stood out and said, "Oh my, we'd hate to play them." But it looks like the Omaha schools, these a lot of 6-3s. It kind of talk to us a little bit about that.
I think there's a difference, though, guys, in Metro 6-3s and Lincoln 6-3s.
So do we.
You know?
Yes, so do we. We think that the Lincoln group is a whole different. I mean, Kearney, who my son plays for, I watch the Lincoln schools play, and, we competed very well with the Lincoln schools. You know, I think it's a whole different league maybe here in Omaha.
I think so. I think the power right now rests here in the Metro Conference. We've never had 8 quarterfinalists from the Metro Conference. Grand Island is going to probably have to come through to have that avoid happening this year. I just don't see an 8-1 Lincoln East team being able to handle a 4-5 Millard North. You know, if you put Lincoln East in Millard North's schedule, would they be any better than 2-7 or 3-6? You put Millard North in Lincoln East schedule, and they're 9-0.
Right. Go ahead.
Talking with Stu Pospisil here, the Omaha World Herald. Again, because I assumed that Nebraska would beat Minnesota, it would be a quiet show today, but that's not the case. So let's just jump into what we've got going on with the high school football playoffs. Stuart, is the Lawrence Nelson-Giltner game the only top 10 matchup in the first round?
You know, very well could be. My sheets are at home, but I think that, Lawrence Nelson came up and beat Amherst last week. I like Giltner in that game. I like Giltner a lot. I think they're rolling again. Their one loss was by 4 to a 8-man one team, a good BDS team that is going to, I think, make some noise in that class. I like what the Hornets do, and I think that's a first round win for Giltner.
Okay, I'll give you 30 seconds here, but I do have to point out that Lawrence Nelson won't even make the playoffs in this scenario next year. So you get your 30 seconds.
Well, that's probably the way it should be. And next year Lawrence Nelson would get in next year because they're not changing 8-mans until at least 2 years from now.
Okay. All right.
So, but anyway, in a 16-team playoff, you're going to play 9 games. You got another game to factor in. You're going to have more distinction between teams. You get that extra factor in there, and we've disagreed in the past, but I think getting 9 games for everybody, football's a short enough season. You practice hard during the regular, from August on. You're working in the off season to only get 8 games for some of these teams, and actually in C1, C2, that means only a third got knocked out. That's why we don't even do playoff projections for those classes this year, because it was pointless. Everybody should get 9 games.
Let's get to Class B. I chuckled because when Scotts Bluff and York came out as a rematch from last year, I just went, wow, that's A, I think it's a little unfortunate, but boy, I know Scotts Bluff probably wants another crack at the York Dukes. This time they come to York, and it's not a 1-16 matchup.
It's not. It's an interesting matchup. I'm thinking maybe going out there myself. I've got to see how our schedules work out that night. But, yeah, very intriguing matchup. Scotts Bluff's not the team it was last year, and New York's probably a little better than it was. The Dukes are having a great season. You guys saw Glenn Snodgrass up close and personal when he was at Overton. He built a good reputation there. He's gone and turned around the Dukes program. And, I think it's very good ball game for the first round. That's one of the more intriguing Class B matchups.
Hey, Jim Langan here. C1, in Class C1, the area that you think's the strongest, is the area out there where the Pierce group's at, is that the strongest area in the state in C1 right now?
I think it's traditionally been strong. I know in C2 it certainly is, along with the Hastings area. C1 might be a little bit more spread out this year. You take a look, you do have Boone Central number one, but Cozad's number two now. And I've seen Syracuse, and they are a very good 8-0 team. They absolutely perplexed and shut down Lincoln Christian. And it's a passing game a couple weeks ago just by doing a three-man rush and dropping four back in coverage. So I think one of those three undefeateds is going to make it through, I believe. You've got a Norfolk Catholic team that's won three in a row. You never count out Jeff Beller. Pierce knocked off Norfolk Catholic. You don't count out Mark Bramer. But I think the Boone Central, if they're healthy and they've got a couple kids nicked up right now that may miss a couple weeks, if they can get through the first couple rounds, I think the Cardinals might be poised for a return to Lincoln and maybe taking the final step.
Well, and in C1, you've got the oddity this year that Pierce and Norfolk Catholic are both in the West bracket, and I don't know, remember the last time that they were both in the West bracket, so I know the West always likes
two
to see those guys go
ago.
East. Just a couple of years ago? All right. Well, that's the case, and you got some really good teams that are rolling there. Moving into C2, we're talking with Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald Prep Sports Editor. I'm licking my chops for these teams in the West when you got Donovan Trumbull, Sutton, Blue Hill, Hastings, St. Cecilia. Now Hershey has shown that they're very good. St. Pat's is there every time. I really think this West bracket in C2 is going to be outstanding. Who's the best team in the eastern part of the bracket? I see Brownell Talbot's the number one point team, but who do you like from the east?
Brownell Talbot's, again, one of those teams that maybe caught a break in the schedule. I don't see... I talked to somebody yesterday. I said I think Brownell Talbot needs to go a couple rounds, maybe even to the quarterfinals, to kind of get some respect and earn it. Fremont Bergen, I've seen Lutheran Northeast, I've seen Harrington CC. I think Bergen's probably the best in the East. I'd like Donovan Trumbull out west, but they could get a third round matchup. Well, they could see Crofton in the second round, and Crofton's a solid team. Not much for numbers. They only have about 25 kids on the sidelines, but they play hard. And actually, their quarterback the past 2 years ran on their state championship cross country team this year for a little sidelight. But then they get Blue Hill, and then they could get Hershey or Battle Creek. Battle Creek showed me a lot by blasting Norfolk Lutheran 41-3 last week, and I've seen Battle Creek, and they kind of remind you of an old old Bob Schnitzler team. A lot of power running, some speed with Nate Gray. The Braves may be back.
Let's take a quick look at 8-man. I know you don't get to look a whole lot at that. We touched on one of the games there in D2, and folks, make sure to read Stu's article today, Omaha World Herald or Omaha.com, about some of the playoff scenarios. But your thoughts on what we see in 8-man.
I think that you've got an overload in the East in the 8-man 1 bracket. We talked about Overton with Glenn Snodgrass. The Eagles are back. They're the number one seed in the in the West for 8-man one. Hemingford's an undefeated team also. Elm Creek's the second seed. Yeah, I would look for Overton to come out of there again. In the East, you know, you've got some of the traditional power, Howell's Dodge. You've got Twin Loop, which, you know, that was Sargent from a couple years ago. BDS, Extra Milligan, which is my number one team. You know, they put up a lot of points, and they do a lot with defense. They're staying in the five hole, so they could see BDS in the third round in the quarterfinals. That's just, and Creighton's putting up about 73-74 points a game. Their second rounder with West Point Guardian Angels, I saw that game a couple years ago, and those two teams like to score.
You know, in the West, I do like Amherst. I know they're the five seed, and I said this all year long. I was surprised they did get beat by Lawrence Nelson the last game. But, you know, that 40-0 win over the two seed Shelton really takes a look at them that, boy, if they get on all cylinders, they might come out of the West.
They very well could. That West bracket, you know, Wallace is the number one seed. You know, they dropped their final regular season game. I think maybe it was to Hays Center. A little surprising. I'll tell you, a team to watch is Stewart. Their loss was only by a couple touchdowns to number two seed in the East. Why not? I think Stewart bears watching. Shelton obviously does, and so does Amherst. I think that bracket out there is completely wide open.
All right, Stuart, we're going to get to some Husker haters here in just a second. So,
does it look like a Christmas tree at the switchboard?
No, it's special. It's special. We'll let you get back to your day, and always appreciate the time, buddy. Great seeing you Friday.
No problem. You too, and we'll see you down the road.
All right, see you, Stu. Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk high school football playoffs. We'll get more into it tomorrow. Let's get to some of the emails. This comes from John. Thad Randall and Ankra, being seniors, are no better than our freshmen. Is that a huge recruiting flag? Sad to say, I love Bo, but Papuchas needs to go as soon as possible. Well, it's probably a good thing that our younger kids are better than what the seniors, or else this team wouldn't be getting any better. You're trying to get better players, okay? Let's move on to the next one here. When do we learn to adapt to problems in the game, and why didn't we change quarterbacks, okay? I think that's true. About the Nebraska still really not making a lot of in-game adjustments. And I'm hearing that from the inside as well, Jimmy, that this football team does not do very well. Even at halftime, there's just not a lot of, hey, we got to do better at this. Not, well, maybe we should do this instead.
You know, last year we had a lot of comeback wins in the fourth quarter, really caught some breaks in the Michigan State game, you know, had a penalty go our way, had an interference call go our way, and ended up making some nice catches in some other games, you know, came from behind to beat Northwestern. But I'll tell you what, I did not think our offense did enough with misdirection plays, and I thought Minnesota's did. I thought they called some plays, you know, where they hit the tight end delay coming out of the backfield, a misdirection where everybody's going one way and one guy's going the other and that guy's wide open. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I thought maybe their play selection was better than ours, if that's what that guy's saying. I think that, you know, those types of things maybe.
And their guys caught the ball.
Yeah.
Minnesota caught the ball.
Yeah, there you go. Good point.
John.
But, yeah, I just meant that the guys were open, though. Some play selection. Sometimes that has a little bit to do with it. On a second down and two, you can get some big plays.
John says, did you watch the same game I did? Wow. Start thinking with your brain, not your heart. Andy Reid and the Chiefs are a perfect example of why coaching matters. Again, when Bo Pelini makes it to the front for his press conference, and I would imagine today he'll probably do it earlier since we've got more to get through, but we'll go to Lincoln when that happens. Delusional Husker fan, I'll start with the second part of his email. Why didn't Tommy get a chance to play? Well, remember, Tommy sucked worse than Ron Kellogg in the last game, so first off, you got to figure out which quarterback you would even put in there. Seems to me that Taylor has regressed every year since his freshman year. He knows the offense, he's very talented, but he just didn't play like he did earlier in his career. Taylor seems like he's adjusting plays every time. Tommy just pretty much runs what is called. Seems to me like we've had a better rhythm the past few games with Tommy. South Dakota State, Illinois, Purdue. Maybe so. That'll be good in the future. If you look at I'd say we lose to Northwestern, Michigan, Penn State, and one other game we shouldn't lose. That's what he said. Remember a couple of weeks ago, delusional fan said that. I don't see another game on our schedule that won't be a dogfight. Wouldn't that be something if we didn't get six wins this year? hoping for a win this weekend. Go Big Red. He said he's embarrassed and tired, and Nebraska manages to go up, lay the huge egg, and on and on and on. He goes, I've said before I don't like a coaching change. It hurts the program, but I'm starting to think that there needs to be some sort of change. It's both going to do the same thing Billy C. did, stick with your D coordinator to the very end and making yourself go down with it. This comes from Van. Pretty hard to be considered a national football power when you can't even win an average conference title, then get manhandled by the ice hockey Gophers. Definitely a step backwards. Suddenly, just hoping for an early December bowl game. And I've got to get to H-Man from Riverdale. Hello, Stepfords. That's what he calls Husker fans, Stepford Husker fans. February 3rd, 1958. It's said to be the day the music died, when on that day a plane carrying Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper crashed in Iowa. Well, now we can mark October 26, 2013 as the day Nebraska football died. Minnesota didn't beat Nebraska this past Saturday because, as the Big Ten announcers initially told us, Minnesota has to use smoke and mirrors to move the ball. Nope. Minnesota beat Nebraska because they have just as good of players as Nebraska does, and those players are being coached better. The era of fooling ourselves into believing Nebraska football is relevant on a national stage is over, says H-Man. I was a leading proponent to get rid of the imbecile Callahan, and I stand by that call. My error came with the solution. I overestimated Mark's coaching abilities. Of course, that's Bo's real name is Mark. Instead of being some defensive innovator, he's just an ordinary coach with a bad temper whose staff is filled with less than ordinary coaches. It's hard to believe Mark found two coaches to hire who are worse than Watson and Cosgrove, but he did. Sorry, but enough is enough. Minnesota is the final straw, and October 26, 2013 is the day Nebraska football died. H-Man from Riverdale. Please frame that one, Jeffrey. I read through a lot of emails there, Jimmy. Thoughts?
Well, that was well written. You know what I mean? That was a well written letter right there. That guy, yeah, I liked what he said. He had some things that are pretty good. You know, the one thing that you know, we're talking about my thoughts. If you said thoughts in 30 seconds, one thing I kind of feel is that the assistant coaches that we lost for all whatever reasons those were, and you hear stories of why a guy would go to North Dakota area. Why a guy would have to leave and take a job at Florida Atlantic, or why these coaches, you know, what did they do to why they had to leave? Was there something behind it that they had to leave, or did they leave because they were unhappy? And so, you know, I can't get into that, but I do know that the people we are hiring are not people that seem to be somebody that's going to be able to walk over Bo. Bo wants to make sure that he's in charge of some of those assistant coaches. And when you do that, you kind of maybe lose some people that are going to have, you know, some genuine, hey, we need to do this, and this is what we're going to do right now, and you shut up. I'm running the defense. You know, hey, I'll tell you, did you hire me to run the defense? Or, you know, because that's not what's going on the sideline right now. And some people, I mean, I don't care who you are, there's people that don't hire other people because they're threatened by them. Hey, I'm the superintendent of the schools, and I don't want to hire this teacher because I'm threatened by this teacher because they might make some problems for me. And that happens in the public schools. And you know what happens as head coaches, too.
I think a lot of people thought I was joking when I said, do we miss Carl Pellini? Do we miss Carl Pellini?
Yeah, and I do not know. But I do know that on the sideline that when you look at other defensive coordinators, they're pretty much in charge. I mean, you know, I mean, they may not be in charge of the timeouts when you're going to call a timeout. You know, when we have a defensive timeout, our defensive coordinator, Bo's right in the middle of the things. I mean, you know, he's right in the middle of that. And, hey, when something happens on offense, it's not very good. He's right in the middle of that, too. And don't get me wrong, but you've got to give your coaches have got to be able to make some decisions and go with some stuff if you're going to have a very successful program. Because you got 8 or 9 coaches at those NCAA schools.
I think we're pretty close to taking you to Lincoln here for Bo Pelini's press conference. We surely appreciate your emails, your tweets, your Facebook posts, and we will continue to go through those as the press conference moves along here, and we will see what Coach Pelini has to say today when the first Northwestern question will actually be posed here today at the press conference in Lincoln, and we'll take you down there as soon as that happens. And I had a thought that has now left my noggin about all those emails that we did receive today.
Did you have a thought about the quarterback situation, about making a switch at some time?
It would have been tough to pull Taylor in the second half, because that's why you would have been benching him. I mean, and I get that. You would have been benching him, and that's a tricky line, because then that's where you're at. Then you have the quarterback controversy. Then you have who – I mean, come on, people. Taylor Martinez is still better than Tommy Armstrong and Ron Kellogg right now. There's nothing to say that Armstrong might not be better by the time he's a senior, but Taylor is ready to go. I don't understand the whole not running anymore and healthy and not healthy. And if he's not healthy, he shouldn't have been in there. You've got to trust your coaches on that. You can't be making that decision. You just can't.
You know, we caught a really big break when our field goal kicker knocked home all three of those field goals, too. I mean, that's a huge break. And we had that one fumble where Taylor went back to pass and he fumbled the ball, and our offensive lineman recovered it. So we didn't have that one play where, like, he fumbled and Minnesota picked it up and went 73 yards for a touchdown, and then the momentum switched. So that's why I thought, when just watching the game, that Minnesota – deserved to win. I mean, it wasn't like they got a bunch of just huge breaks that were unrealistic. And the interception he threw, who cares? There was less than 20 seconds to go in the game. It meant nothing. Game is over then.
It has been announced the Nebraska-Michigan game in Ann Arbor, 2:30 kickoff. The Nebraska at Michigan game, a 2:30 kickoff. It'll either be on ESPN or ABC. They'll make that decision next week. But Nebraska-Michigan will have a 2:30 kickoff. And that is 2 weeks down the road. It's also 2:30 this week for Northwestern at Nebraska. And that game is on the Big Ten Network.
Doug, go ahead. Anybody that's bowl eligible, or anybody that went to a bowl game last year, anybody that on Nebraska's schedule that went to a bowl game last year is going to be tough for Nebraska to beat. I mean, those are all huge wins. And if you look at our schedule and who we've beaten, you know, we haven't beaten anybody that's really was in a bowl game last year. You know what I mean? I mean, so we're starting to get into that schedule right now where we're playing people that went to bowl games last year. You know what I mean? So that's
And Wyoming's starting to not look near as good as we thought they were. They got off to that good start, good game against us, good finish. They won the next couple. They've kind of taken it on the chin as well. By the way, Jimmy Langan comes through in our pigskin pick'em. We are the winners here on the weekend. 7-3 for Jimmy. 7-4 because we did 11 games. I went 6-5. Randy went 6-5, and our caller Mike went 5-6. So the Cunninghams cash up to $60 next week. Pretty amazing. So we'll do that again this Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show. But right now, it's pretty quiet there in Lincoln. That must mean the coach is about ready to go. I will say this. There we go. Off to Lincoln. Here's Bo Pelini. All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I figure you got to stay with it, because if you don't, something weird happens. And 45 minutes, the longest press conference in my tenure here at the Doug and Daddy Show. Jim Langan, my co-host. We've got a lot to talk about, and we'll give you a chance. What did you think, folks? What did you think of what Bo had to say today? What did you think of the questions? Do you have a comment? We'll get to your emails, and we'll continue on with the Doug and Daddy Show. It's always this way, post-Nebraska loss. There's always way more reaction, and we'll do it after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The dust on my boots tells a story. I've been to some of the toughest places on the planet, but now I'm home, ready to take on my next assignment.
Today, we're discussing the principles of thermodynamics. We're going to start on page 87.
Join Sport Clips Haircuts and the VFW to help fund scholarships for U.S. veterans. Donate to the Help a Hero program at Sport Clips, October 14th through November 11th. Visit your nearest Sport Clips to learn more and make a donation. Sport Clips, it's good to help a hero.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll have cloudy skies this afternoon with a slight chance for a few spotty showers or even thunderstorms. It's been breezy northeast winds with highs near 50, and we could see more rain tonight with a low of 41. I'm meteorologist Sam Dynasty. Right now it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, had the extended Bo Pelini press conference today. Folks, want to remind you that TNL Irrigation is there for you. It makes you feel better. You may be depressed about the loss on Saturday, but it's going to make you feel better when you see what's going in your bin and what you're doing at harvest time. You'll realize that you've got a TNL system in your field. You'll always maximize your production with the best water distribution over your crop and, of course, the best reliability for the long haul of any extended heat wave. And they continue to work year after year after year after year. Minimal breakdowns, and when they do, you have got your TNL dealers to take care of you, like Josh Nienheiser or Mike Partridge in Hastings. They are your TNL dealers in the great city of Hastings. TNL's proven hydraulic technology. It works and is easier on you for a lifetime. By the way, congratulations. Jimmy Langan went 5-1 in his college football picks against the spread this weekend. Let's get to some of the emails here. Husker press conference. This comes from Dustin. Losing to Minnesota was awful, and I can't stand it. But the idiotic reaction by Husker fans is dumbfounding. Every person that asks about why Tommy Armstrong didn't play deserves one answer. Because putting in your third-best quarterback is not a winning strategy, you moron. Further argument with anyone too dumb to grasp that is useless. This comes from Doug in Kearney. Wow, thought maybe I was listening to Texas football coach Mack Brown today with cornhead coach Pelini throwing his team under the bus. Nice. That'll sit well with the players. Stay the course, really? Good. If you do, there will be a coaching change sooner than later in Lincoln. I can see both sides of this throwing your team under the bus, because I know the coach was saying we just weren't doing the right things where they were supposed to be, and I get that. But it's also telling the truth. Now, yes, you got to get those guys in the right place. Jimmy, your thoughts on what you heard?
Well, I never have liked a coach that I've refereed a lot of games, and some bad play happens, and the coach screams out, "Hey, do what we taught you in practice." we're all thinking it. You don't have to say it. You know what I mean? So I don't know if he really threw him under the bus, but Benny had so many questions where people, hey, what's going on here? How come the defense is playing bad? What's going on? What did you do this? You know, well, after the bottom line is, hey, our players aren't that good. I mean, if you're really honest about it, our players are not as good as Minnesota's the other day. I mean, and it wasn't a huge difference, but it was enough to be a 13-point swing.
Well, there was a lot of talk. Didn't you think there was a lot of the questions were trying to get Bo to say we don't have as much talent? Well, he's never going to say that.
Exactly.
They about 10 different ways tried to make him say, well, we don't have as much talent as this. Then they ask him about the national level. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if the UCLA coach, did he have to go to an interview against Oregon this week and go, hey, how come, you know, that you lost it in the second half? It was a 14-14 tie. What happened there? Well, it happens to everybody who plays Oregon. Sure. Well, Minnesota, it was not that bad. And the bottom line was we lost a really good offensive tackle. He got injured. He probably could have blocked that really good All-American matched up a little bit different. And when he went out, when he got hurt and he's out against Purdue, it's not that we needed him against Purdue. We need him against Michigan and Michigan State. And until somebody steps up and really comes in that offensive tackle, you know, but the average – person is more concerned about, well, how about your quarterback? You should have changed quarterback. No, we needed to change offensive tackles. You know what I mean? But we just didn't have another one. Our best one's out there trying to play.
There's no doubt.
My thoughts.
Mouty got lit up. Let's go to our tweets from the Twitter universe. Old Crow says, it seems Armstrong can move the ball so much easier than Martinez. He seems way more decisive and confident with body language.
That might be so. You know, I mean, we're trying to defend Taylor Martinez, and I'm really trying to defend him. But, you know, it's really hard to defend some of that because, you know, you're right. There was some times when Taylor got in deep trouble and didn't get rid of the ball very well. I mean, you know, and there were some times where he threw it just wildly. I mean, we had that option play that one time. He just threw it out of bounds just real quick. That could have been disastrous. Do you remember the play where he got in trouble and he threw an option, the ball luckily went out of bounds? Yeah. That could have hit somebody in. And he's had a couple of those other pitches against other teams. UCLA one time he threw that pitch out there. The guy had put his paw on it. It was about a 30-yard loss. Luckily recovered it. So he makes some plays that aren't great at times, but he's trying to make something happen. You know, he's trying to make something happen. Sometimes that's not good, but you just can't go out and get sacked 15 times anyway. Bo Pelini said it best, though. Our one thing is, when it's first down and 10 and you drop a pass, not second down and 10, you've put your offense in a little bit of a disadvantage. The defense can kind of put their ears back a little bit.
Oh, yeah. 00 Husker says, Chip Kelly is gone, so Bo and Nick Saban are the only two coaches at BCS schools to have 9 victories each of the last 5 years. The key there, BCS. He's right. Bo and Nick Saban. I mean, it's just a fact. So there you go. And then, of course, John has to change it up. As a Oakland Raider fan with a numb heart, I feel bad for your Cowboys having your heart ripped out twice this year. I feel your pain. Only mine is week to week, not just a couple times a year. Yeah, I saw the Dallas game. Detroit's a good team. That's hard to come back from. Don't forget our Husker Lunch Wednesday at Cunningham's. And this week, it is the Sipmeister, Steve Sippel of the Lincoln Journal-Star, will be on hand. And we'll go through Minnesota. We'll go through where this team is at. Our poll question, how many more games do you think Nebraska wins this year? How bad do you really think it is? Is it just one bad loss, or can this team come back? And you can chuckle, and you will, but Nebraska still controls its own destiny. Now, it doesn't seem that Nebraska would win the rest of their football games after what happened on Saturday. I get that. But I've seen crazier things. I don't think this is a horrible football team, and God help us if they only win 6, because that would mean one more win this season.
Well, you know, Doug, what do you think the Northwestern program's going through right now? How about Georgia? What if South Carolina had to have a couple breaks late in the game? Or, you know, they'd had a couple losses they didn't want. There's a couple programs that aren't playing as well as they want to, and not Nebraska's right in that middle. You know, if they lose 2 more games, it's going to be a little more disappointing than if they don't. But, you know, this team's basically a 9-3 team at the best. That's who we are.
Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We're glad you've been with us today. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Maybe you just want to hop in a vehicle and get away. Go somewhere else. Figure something else out. UNK got a win this weekend. Hastings College had a bye week. We had some good volleyball. We got the state football playoffs. Maybe you want to load the crew up and head to a high school football playoff game this week. See the great selection that they have on the all-new ThinkMidway.com. Go online to see Midway.com, thinkmidway.com, and see the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, even some of their trade-ins that they have, and you can see everything that you want right there. Midway, it's a better way. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We'll wrap it up after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Good Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, thumbs up to another member of the community, Bob Saline, and they're putting up $1.2 million in scholarships for the University of Nebraska at Kearney to undergraduate students and to the football program. And we'll get to talk with Coach Daryl Morris about that tomorrow. Tony Harper from Hastings College is going to join us as well. Damon Day will be in as my co-host. And obviously, as it always is, after a loss by the Huskers football team, you're going to have some long shows, and that's exactly what we had here. But we'll see what happens. Game 5 of the World Series tonight on ESPN Radio. You've also got Seattle at St. Louis in the NFL. Minnesota played very, 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 very good. That's the bottom line of what happened. They may not be able to do a lot of things good, but they did what they could, and they won the football game on Saturday. You got to give them kudos. It wasn't like we got beat by a team that's 2-10.
Yeah, that no turnovers, I believe.
Yeah, I kept saying as that second half progressed, I said, if we can get a turnover, which would then maybe give us the lead because we kind of kept it within one score, never did get that turnover. High school football playoffs do get underway this week. Let me give you the kickoff times real quick. Kearney High on Friday will be at Millard West. We'll have it on Classic Hits 98.9. 7:30 is the kickoff because they're playing a doubleheader there. So 7:30 kickoff. Keep that in mind. If you're going down, there will be a game going on before that. So if you want to see both Millard teams play Millard North, you can do that. And then Grand Island is home at 7 o'clock. And in our Class B games, we also have a 7 o'clock kickoff for the folks at Aurora with Plattsmouth, the 6 o'clock game, Scottsbluff, York, and McCook Cree. Here's the C&D kickoffs for Thursday. Shadron Adams Central, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Franklin goes out to Hemingford, 3 o'clock. Clearwater Orchards at Overton. North Central is at Arapahoe. Bunch of 4 o'clock kickoffs Thursday. Kimball at Blue Hill. Niobrara Verdigris at Elm Creek. South Loop is at Chambers Wheeler Central. Neely Oakdale is at Bruning Davenport Shickley. Hardington is at Exeter Milligan. Amherst will host Hitchcock County, and Shelton will welcome in Sandhills Thedford. 5 o'clock kickoff Thursday. Kennesaw at Fall City Sacred Heart. Medicine Valley at Elwood. 6 o'clock, Central Catholics at Broken Bow. Thayer Central's at St. Cecilia. Southern Valley's at Sutton. And Alma's at Twin Loop. 7 o'clock, Ward at Kearney Catholic. Gibbon at Norfolk Catholic. Chase County at Gothenburg. Minden at Cozad, Centura at Donovan Trumbull, Bertrand at Loomis, and Lawrence Nelson at Giltner. And we'll talk more about that as the week progresses. Jimmy, as usual, really appreciate you staying the extra time today. Anything else before we wrap it up?
No, you had me talk a little bit. What did you think about the quarterback situation? Did you think that it was okay to play Taylor the whole time, or do you think they needed to make a switch there? What was your feeling on it, Doug?
I can understand exactly where it was a tough situation, but what happens if you put in Ron Kellogg or Tommy Armstrong late in the third quarter of a tight game on the road? Are they all of a sudden a miracle worker? I think you had to stay with Taylor. I think you did. And if that's a X and O's or a philosophical thing, I think that's what it comes down to. I just don't think it would have done any good for the program to put in the other guy, and maybe this week you have to put in the other guy. I don't know if that's the story, but we'll see what happens. And the easy out is if they keep saying Taylor's hurt. That's an easy out. If they say Taylor's hurt, then they don't have to worry about it. We'll see. And Coach said he's got a hip pointer, so all of a sudden he's hurt. Folks, you can listen to any or all of Bo Pelini's press conference up on our podcast here by the top of the hour at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also want to thank Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World-Herald for breaking down the high school football playoffs. Jimmy will be back in on Friday. It'll be the first day of November, and we'll get to recap some of what happened in C&D tomorrow. Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, and more Husker talk as well. Have a great day, sir.
Hey, you too.
See you tomorrow, folks. Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.